First today, it's ice hockey, and the Czech team finished third in the Channel One Cup on Sunday, after taking a 5-1 hiding from the hosts, Russia. The competition followed the same pattern as the Karjala Cup in November, with the Czechs losing two games and winning one. The Czech Republic's forwards have been praised for their performance in the second leg of the four-competition Euro Hockey Tour. Though with 14 goals conceded in Moscow, questions have been asked about the country's defence. The general consensus seems to be that even the best players from the Czech Extraliga don't have what it takes to succeed at international level. Football and the normally unflappable Petr Cech won't have slept well on Sunday night, after a rare howler led to a 1-0 defeat for his club Chelsea at the hands of Arsenal. The Czech goalkeeper was completely at sixes and sevens when the Gunners whipped in a corner just before half-time, allowing William Gallas to head in the only goal of the much-anticipated game. Czech's international teammate Tomáš Rosický, meanwhile, was in fine form for Arsenal, who continue to lead the Premier League and win plaudits for their attractive approach. The Czech national team is now sixth in the rankings of world football's governing body FIFA. The Czechs started 2007 in 10th place, but climbed a few places during the year after finishing top of their group in the Euro 2008 qualifiers. The Czech club Slavia Prague has new owners, or rather it's had new owners for a year, but that fact has somehow only emerged now. What's also strange is the fact it isn't entirely clear who bought the club from Enic, an English investment group which also owns Premier League club Tottenham Hotspur. Enic sold its stake in Slavia to a company called Key Investments, though it's regarded as a go-between for the real investors, with Czech newspapers unable to confirm who they are. Slavia are reportedly hoping to entice midfielder Patrick Berger to rejoin the club he left in the mid-1990s, but they face competition from Sparta Prague, who he played for in his teens. Berger, who is 34, is currently at Aston Villa, though he's hardly played at all this season. Finally, a bit of scandal, I suppose, a bit of gossip. The Czech tennis player Radek Štěpánek was for some time stepping out with the Slovak-born former star Martina Hingis, with reports the two were planning to tie the knot. Now, however, there have been reports that Štěpánek, who is 29, is set to marry another tennis player, the 18-year-old Czech women's number one, Nicole Vaidišová. And that's all the sport for today.